Hello, my name is Kavita Melwani, and I'm a Master Certified Success and Business Coach with 2 decades of experience as an entrepreneur and almost a decade as a coach. I want to personally welcome you to the Soulful Entrepreneurs Club podcast, where my vision is to empower as many spiritually led businesses to run purposeful and profitable businesses aligned with their true selves. I want you to confidently and opulently shine your light without the overwhelm, the stress, or the burnout. Together, we will explore challenges that soulful entrepreneurs face and real implementable solutions so you can step into your unique purpose and shine. It is possible to bridge the success you already have with the truest, soulful, mystical parts of yourself. Are you ready to rise up as the leader you were born to be? Then join me. My soulful friends, the time is now for you to rise up and shine your light. The world needs you. Hello, soulful entrepreneurs. Welcome to this week's episode of the Soulful Entrepreneurs Podcast. And so this week I'm continuing the theme of how to network effectively for introverts. And so I talked about the same topic in the last 2 episodes. And so if you missed those, I'm going to encourage you to go back and listen. I'll have the links available in the show notes. And also today we'll add to that. And if this is a theme that you are enjoying and you really want to learn more about this topic, then I'm going to encourage you to join me on Wednesday, April 17th, at 12 p.m. Pacific for my free class. It's a 60-minute class that will include coaching and time for questions if you show up live. And it is free. I'd love to see you there. And this comes from my years of networking. I started my own business, my first business, in 2003, and since then have in some way, shape, or form been networking. And I had to learn a lot of these things that I'm teaching you on my own. I learned and picked them up over time. I learned from people that were really good at it. And being an introvert, it became clear that I needed to do things a little differently than some of the super uber networking people that I saw. And when I tried to emulate them, it did create a lot of stress for me and it didn't work well. Okay. And I would wonder why things didn't work for me like they would for them. So I want to shorten that for you. I don't want you to have to go through this process over so many years. Instead, I'm going to teach you some of the things that you need to have in place so that you can get the most out of your time and energy and network in a way that's aligned with you instead of following maybe a process that doesn't work, okay? And so today I'm talking about something that you may not like. And that is that in order to network effectively as an introvert specifically, and actually pretty much I think most people would benefit from this, is to create systems. So you need to have a system in place, okay? Because this is what usually happens. Usually people say, oh, that networking event or that event, okay? And it's because I did talk about how networking is not just at like an official networking event, right? It's all available all around us. And so let's say you're going to an event and you just choose randomly events to go to, you meet people and you say, oh, let's meet. You'll have one-to-ones here or there, meet people from coffee, get to know them. And then maybe you don't talk to them 4 months after. And that's something that happens, right? Which is normal. And I do that sometimes when I fall off my systems, okay? Which happens a lot. But if you are following a system for how do you stay in touch with people that you really connected with, that you want to stay connected with? What other ways are you connecting with them? What other strategies are you using? Are you reconnecting with people? How often are you meeting people individually and really getting to know them? How often are you giving, right? And thinking of others, not in a way of like, what can I do to get from them, but just like, how can I help them, right? And I talked about that also in a previous episode. And so creating systems are just going to make things work so much better. And so think about this, for instance, when you do go to the gym, okay? I'm going to use that example that a lot of us are familiar with, right? So if you go to a gym and you're looking at all the equipment and you're not sure what to do, and you just kind of use whatever machines and then you leave and then you keep doing that, the results that you're going to get will not be the same as if you did it this way. So what if you looked at all the machines, even potentially worked with a trainer and created an exercise program? And in that program, you decided how many days a week you wanted to work out, which exercises you were going to do, and then you would keep track of how much weight you were lifting and then how many reps you did if you're lifting weights, okay, and keeping track of cardiovascular exercise if that's what you're doing. And then you kept working on improving that, and you would keep track maybe in a written form on an app on your phone. How do you think your results would be different? So, I mean, I think that's an easy one, right? You would definitely have much better results by following a system to exercise. So in the same way, having a system with networking is going to help you, okay? And so it does not have to be complicated, right? So like in the example I gave about going to the gym, I said you could just write down and have a book and keep track. It could be that simple. You could keep track of an app on your phone. One simple thing you could do is to maybe have a spreadsheet if you like spreadsheets. Maybe you like journals, and so you can even like just staple a person's business card if you go to in-person events, or write their name and write details about them, how often you get in touch, and maybe you just go back through the journal every month or every 2 months. I don't know. There are so many options. The important thing is to look at, first, what is your goal? Two, how much time do you have? Three, what systems do you already like to use? Because if you really took a look at your life right now, you do have systems. You are using systems. You just may not be realizing it. And some of them come through like habits. How do you, for instance, figure out what you're going to eat for dinner? What is the process that you use for that? Do you go to the fridge and just look and see, what do I have in the fridge? And let me just put something together. And then you use your creativity to do that. Then that's the system that you're using, right? So what we're going to do is, what I would love for you to do is to look at how you already naturally do things and step it up, take it up a notch, right? Create a system that would work for you. What is a way that you can start to create your first system when it comes to networking? And one I would say to start with is focusing on the people that you meet that you want to stay connected to. Decide who those people are, meet with them, and figure out how you like to stay connected to the people in your life already, and then use a similar strategy to stay in touch with them. But you're going to continue to check in, right? So maybe you have a day each week that you check in with people. Maybe you have a day twice a week, or maybe it's once a month. Whatever works for you, but you have this now, okay? Because if not, what's going to happen, which has happened to me over and over again, and I've caught myself in that pattern again, is that I let go of my systems, and then time is passing, and I haven't really taken advantage of the opportunities that are in front of me. I haven't stayed in touch with the people that I really enjoy speaking with and want to help and support. And then, it just feels like, okay, so I don't think that I'm getting receiving referrals from networking. I don't think that, I wonder if it's worth my time, you know, all those things. So really, it's really important for you to have these systems so that you can make sure that you're being effective and using your time effectively and making the most out of it, right? So, you know, just think about the example I gave you about the gym, right? And so when you create systems like that, and I just am sharing one because I don't want to overwhelm you, but when you create systems, you're able to actually feel more free because you're not thinking about, oh, have I done this or have I done that? Instead, you've decided how often you're going to do something and you're checking in on that, right? And you have a process that you've decided on. So create one system. Pick one thing today. One thing that you're going to do differently. One thing that you want to start, right? And maybe you want to create a list of people that you lost touch with and you want to get back in touch with. Maybe you want to start getting in touch with people and getting to know people. Maybe you want to say, okay, one system I'm going to start is to start to connect and go to one group, one event a month and get in and go for one coffee a month. Okay. So it could be something that simple, but I want to encourage you to do something and take one step. And if you're seeing the value in this, please join me for my class. I'd love to see you there, where I will go even deeper into what I'm talking about in these podcasts. The registration link will be in the show notes and it's completely free. Now, of course, if you can't attend live, I will be sending out the recording, but the recording will only be available for a week after, and then I will be removing it because it'll encourage you to watch it, right? If it's there forever, how many times have you got something and never watched it, right? So even though it feels like maybe not the nicest thing to do, it's actually the kindest thing that I can do for you by giving you a deadline. Either way, I hope to see you there. And in the meantime, take good care. Bye.